SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The mother of the late Russian dissident Alexei Navalny is appealing to Vladimir Putin to release her son's body so the deceased freedom fighter can be laid to rest with dignity. Navalny died in a remote Russian penal colony above the Arctic Circle. The Kremlin, meanwhile, responds to claims by Navalny's widow that her husband was killed by Putin.
Putin's spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, rejected the charges of Yulia Navalnaya, calling them insolent and unfounded. In the video released a day earlier, Navalnaya also said that officials' refusal to hand over his body to his mother was part of a cover-up. She suggested her husband might have been killed with a Novichok-style nerve agent. I'm Karen Chamas.
California is being pounded by yet another atmospheric river, bringing waves of heavy rain across the state. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib urging Michigan Democrats to vote against President Biden to vote uncommitted in the upcoming primary. Tlaib upset with the administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Also at SRNNews.com, despite retaliation and threats from the West, Iran-affiliated rebels in Yemen not backing down.
Houthi rebels have been attacking merchant shipping in the Red Sea since November. The Iranian-backed group claims it's doing so to support Palestinians in Gaza. But the Houthis are now escalating. A spokesman claimed a British-owned cargo vessel, which had attacked with missiles late on Sunday, had sunk. There was no independent confirmation of this, but the UK government said the Ruby Mar had been abandoned, it was taking on water, and the 24 crew had been rescued. A government spokesman condemned the attack as completely unacceptable and said the UK and its allies reserve the right to respond appropriately.
The BBC's James Landale. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points, NASDAQ off 153. This is SRN News. There is a battle going on over conversion therapy in the United Kingdom.
Parliament is considering a bill that would make it illegal for counselors to help young people abandon the gay lifestyle. A growing number of states here in the U.S. have passed similar legislation. But resistance is growing in England. A majority of the House of Lords spoke out against the conversion ban this month, saying it represents a clear threat to both religious freedom and free speech. A vote is expected to take place in March. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another scandal for the Catholic Church. The funeral of a local transgender activist at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral last week has drawn a denunciation from a senior church official. Enrique Salvo, the head pastor at St. Patrick's, says he did not know that the deceased was a transgender activist until after services began. He calls the mass sacrilegious and deceptive, the event apparently approved by New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan. This is SRN News. Some U.S. lawmakers waving red flags over America's perceived failure to compete with China in the next big thing.
They're warning of risks to U.S. national security and commercial interests. But as the two countries' rivalry expands into the biotech industry, some say that shutting out Chinese companies would only hurt the United States. Biotechnology promises to revolutionize everyday life, with scientists and researchers using it to make rapid advances in medical treatment, genetic engineering, and agriculture, and novel biomaterials. Because of its potential, it has caught the attention of both the Chinese and U.S. governments. Keith Peters reporting.
Nikki Haley and Donald Trump focusing their attention on South Carolina ahead of Saturday's Republican primary in the state. Former President Trump holding a huge lead in various polls and has captured the endorsement of all of South Carolina's top elected officials. More details at SRNNews.com.